All right, happy 2 days after Halloween. You know, I hope it was fun, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see a spike in COVID cases. I mean, most symptoms occur within 5 days of exposure, so November 7th, we'll see. You know, and I get the thing that parents want more for their kids, and they want their kids to have fun, and you know, they want their kids to go back to school, and they want their kids to go and do normal kid stuff. But we're in a pandemic, and what your kids do might, if they contract the virus, they bring it home to your house. So it's like, but anyways, we're talking about using social media to get leads. And if you're new to the show, welcome. I share what I'm learning about real estate sales and real estate investing to help you grow your real estate business. I'm looking at the notes over here because if I don't have notes, I'll ramble on and I'll talk about whatever I want to talk about, and it wouldn't be providing the best value to you if I just talk about roller coasters and then I talk about getting leads as an agent or using social media and then I just go every which way. It wouldn't be great for you guys. So I have notes. So more and more people are searching for homes online. The National Association for Realtors actually reported that 52% of home buyers found their home online. And this was last year, as this was in 2019. Because of the pandemic, I wouldn't be surprised if that number is up in the 80s, at least. Because no one wants to get sick. Like, even if you are less severe, you know, less likely to end up in a hospital or emergency room, you know, and go on death row, I still don't want to get sick. Why would you want to get sick, even if it's just mild symptoms? Why would you even want mild symptoms at all, right? So the pandemic is definitely moving more people online. A lot of home buyers, a lot of people just in general are moving online. People are working from home online. Everything's moving online. And yeah, I think that we were on pace. We definitely were on pace to eventually move a lot online. But I think the pandemic really accelerated that. Because, I mean, people have to be online to avoid the virus. And, you know, I think coming out of this, when we do get out of this pandemic, a lot of people will still stay online because they've learned how to use everything. Before, there was an excuse like, oh, I have no idea how to use this. Yeah, it's so complicated. People have been forced to learn how to work online, how to do online things now. And coming out of the pandemic, I mean, if you do something for 7 months, you're less likely to change that because you've been doing it for such a long time. So definitely going forward after the pandemic, we're definitely moving more online. And yes, COVID has really affected everything. I explained in a video here how COVID will predict forecast the 2021 housing market, according to Zillow, Realtor.com, and it's just all the experts, and I just bring them together into one video for you. And really, I mean, social media is such a powerful thing, especially video. Like, a lot of agents, like, especially in my area, Or like if you can, you can go and do this too. Like go on Zillow and look at, tap on the agents tab and then just look for agents in your area. And you click on them and then you see their credentials, like what they have, you know, do they have a website, do they have Facebook, do they have social media, like any social media presence. And a lot of people had blogs, which is good. It's better than nothing for sure. But I mean, blogs are just words on a paper. The power of video, the power of you seeing this right now, is you get to see what I look like. You get to see my hand movements. You get to see my body language. You get to hear my voice. And you're able, because video has so many more senses than a blog, which is just literally just words on paper, on a page on the internet. I mean, it's so much harder to build a connection with that client or that other agent, whoever you're targeting with your blogs. And video makes it a lot more easier because you have those senses. So definitely, I think creating a YouTube channel, especially because it's free. It's free to create a YouTube channel. And like, you can start with whatever you want. You know, you don't have to go big, you know, in the beginning. Especially in the beginning. You know, people want real on YouTube. If they want heavy edits, they can go watch TV. Right, that's what TV's for. They want the big production. They want the directors. They want the producers. They want the massive lighting. They want the music. They want that. They want the band. What they want, the beautiful set, you know, professional set. They can go watch TV, but they don't. They go to YouTube. And YouTube is a place where you're not wearing, you're not shielding yourself. You are you, and it's much more accepted to be you. You understand? Like, for your first videos, like I don't think you should, or any agents, or really anyone should go into a high production route and thinking that they need this mass lighting and they need to build this mass set and then they need to make this background nice and they need to get the best of the best 4K camera. Like, I'm filming this on my phone. And in my opinion, this looks pretty good. That's because what's most important is lighting. Having good lighting, like I have one light right here, dimmable light. A link in the description in the store. It's a great light. You can actually change colors too. It's really cool. And then that one is just a softbox. I think it's like a, maybe like $75 softbox, $50. Somewhere around there. But you don't need much. Definitely you need lighting though. But that's about it. You have great lighting, you can make anything look good. But anyway, yeah, video for social media, creating a YouTube channel, or even making a video podcast, which is what I changed to because I hate editing. I hate it. And, you know, one thing you have to think about when you're using social media as an agent is how you can scale it. How can you do it long term? And, you know, I was looking at a lot of agents' YouTube channels. And, you know, they would post like 2 videos a month. And then next month, they do nothing. And then next month, they do nothing. And then the month after that, they post 1 video. And then they were just really inconsistent because they're real estate agents. They have a busy life, a busy job. And so one thing when I was looking at podcasts, video podcasts, you know, promoting it on the podcast for platforms as well as YouTube and promoting the video version on social media. So you get a lot more platforms to be on when you do a video podcast instead of just a podcast. And you know, the great thing about video podcasts and just podcasts in general, and why I think you should definitely do it, is because it's casual. Like, there's no script. Like, on these notes, I have bullet points. That's it. You know, a very vague bullet points, like, the power of video, YouTube channel versus video podcast. Very vague. And I do that because podcasts are so casual. Like, you can literally talk about whatever you want and people will listen to it. You don't have to have massive editing. You can literally just spend 30 minutes talking about whatever and publish. You know, you don't need massive editing at all with podcasts. And that's what makes it so great, is that you're getting a more authentic you than video. Because some YouTube channels, you know, they have heavy production, they have heavy edits. With a video podcast, you're you. And that's it. I mean, you have a talk with somebody, or you talk about a subject like I'm doing right now, and you just post. And people like it because it's real. It's the real you. And on top of that, you're building a deeper connection, because you are podcasts and video podcasts. I recommend video podcasts just to spread yourself out on multiple platforms more. You're getting the real you, and that's what people want. People, when they're looking to work with an agent, they want the real you. Yeah? They don't want, I mean, sure, like your face on a billboard or a TV commercial, whatever, that's nice, you know. But they want to get to know, like, certainly, like, if you were my agent, I would want to get to know you really well and who you are and, you know, what your mindset is and whether or not you have my best interest in mind. And by being completely open online through a video podcast or podcast in general, you make that a lot easier. You know, people can tune in and they hear the real you. Now, you don't need, like I said, you don't need good edits, but maybe you want to go spectacular. You just hire an editor. Like, an editor on Fiverr is like, have it $15 to $25 an hour. That's around what I saw on Fiverr. You know, you can have the editor, you know, if it takes 4 hours for them to edit a video, that's not a lot of money. And I'm sure you're busy being a real estate agent. So it's a way to get exposure and delegate the task and not have so much work on you. But again, the beauty about video podcasts is there's no editing. Like, I can just post it right now and people watch it. It's amazing. It's so easy. And, you know, the thing about video podcasts and just podcasts in general, or just if you want to do a YouTube channel and just like be you, is that you're you, you know? Gary Vee said that good people sell value, and social media is the best place to find this value because of its transparency. Like, when you go out and build a video podcast, if you want to build a podcast or a channel, people want to see the real you, like I said. Now, some ideas on what to make the channel or video podcast about. You can do a YouTube channel or podcast about sort of the area that you work in. And you can go off and interview local businesses, and just create a story around the city that you work in, you know, really leveraging other people so that you don't really have to do much work. You just have to set up the interview and, you know, really dissecting those stories of the area, you know, of the restaurants, of the businesses, of the police department, of the fire department, of the mayor, you know, and really, like, when building a connection, when people watch, you know, if someone's on a, if a buyer is on a 50-50 scale, on whether or not they want to buy in your city, watching your video and sort of romanticizing the city that you're in by telling those stories, it could be what tips the scale and makes buyers want to live in your city because of the story that you tell. You romanticize the story. Now, a lot of agents, they just do tips for buyers and sellers. That's very generic. That's the obvious choice. And you can do that too. I mean, you're attracting your target client. But in my opinion, you should niche down. I mean, yeah, do videos or video podcasts for buyers and sellers tips and stuff like that. But you want to be more specific than that. Like, for instance, like if you like working with waterfront buyers, people who like living on waters, living on lakes, maybe you do a video podcast or just a YouTube channel where you interview your clients on why they like waterfront properties, and then you interview people in the boating community, right? And you're trying to get as much exposure to your niche as possible. So if someone comes across and they're talking about this awesome boat that they have, right? And you get someone to interview with a great boat. And then you have someone that's, what am I talking about? Guys, I don't even know what I'm talking about. So the point is, don't be so general. Just making tips for buyers and sellers is too general for me. If you try to catch everybody, you're going to catch no one. Right? You want to be very specific and make videos or video podcasts or podcasts, whatever you choose, that's targeted toward your specific client. So like, for instance, like I like investors. Like I love talking about real estate investing. That's why I talk about real estate investing here. So that way later on, my clients see that, oh, this guy, they can hop on my YouTube channel and see what I know about real estate investing. And they're able to build a lot more trust that way. And another great thing about making a YouTube channel or a video podcast or just a podcast in general, just social media in general, just you to create a separate business, a separate source of income. Like, I mean, there are plenty of YouTubers that make a full-time living off of just doing YouTube videos. And there are multiple ways they do that. Like, for instance, I've wrote it down here. Some people sell courses. Some people do live events. Some people just make a book. Some people, they start off making a book and then they make a YouTube channel to promote the book. And so they have this just everlasting cycle of just keep talking about the book, and just you keep increasing book sales over long run. You can also, a lot of people like in video, they create content for others. Like there are some people who make a full-time living like making promotional videos for businesses. Maybe you can do this for other agents. Or there are some people that do live events, like live music events, and they do music videos for them, and they make a full-time living off that. There's some people that do like promotional videos for charities or churches or volunteer groups, you know, or, you know, whatever. You know, video is such a powerful way to connect with people, and you could really make some side income with this, which I know as an agent that you are, you know, sometimes income can be a bit spotty, and it wouldn't hurt to have another source of income. I think everyone can agree with that. Who would deny more money? And it's free. Anyone can make a YouTube channel. Anyone can make an Instagram post. Anyone can make a video podcast. Anyone can be a part of social media. I mean, we're at a point where it's so easy, and like everyone has social media accounts. But for some reason, agents aren't taking advantage of that. And I think that's a flaw. And, you know, it could be a way, you know, you could take advantage of this. Like, in my area, everyone is doing blogs. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's the fear of just being on camera and like, oh, what if I don't look good? Oh, no, I need to wait. I need to lose 10 pounds first, and then my face is in there. Just, you know, I'll let them make the excuses. But in the meantime, we're going to get ahead. All right? It's so easy to do, honestly. And, you know, one person that actually went from being an agent, actually a very successful agent, the guy made like $250,000 a year. I mean, this guy works like he's a workhorse, though. I mean, the guy, he doesn't stop. It's insane. A guy, his name's called Meet Kevin. Meet Kevin on YouTube. He went from being a full-time agent to, and while he was an agent, he did a YouTube channel focusing on real estate investing. And eventually, over time, the income from his YouTube channel and the income generated from his sponsors from his YouTube channel and the courses that he created and the live events and the coaching calls and really the online business that he created with YouTube, it was able to just overtake his income of $250,000 as an agent. He now makes $30,000 a day off of YouTube. Just think, $30,000 a day, not a month, a day. And of course, he has multiple income streams. He has affiliate marketing, you know, he has sponsors. Well, he actually has one sponsor. I think it's like maybe two. But a lot of his money, he just makes from his courses. He just teaches people what he knows about real estate investing. And you can do this too. Put out an agent course. Put out a door knocking 101 course, a cold calling course, a social media course that you used. You know, monetize what you already know. Because you already know it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that want to learn. Everyone wants to learn. Who doesn't want? A lot of people have a growth mindset, especially if you're in an agent. You know, you're constantly pushing for more. At least I hope you are. Well, I know you are because you're watching this and you're listening to this video podcast because you want more. Good on you. Little Aussie there. Good on you. And so, like, and it doesn't have to be that hard. Like, for instance, like what I do is I take out little clips of my video podcast, and I post it on social media. So I'll take like 15 seconds here and 15 seconds from the video here, and I'll do separate posts, and I'll just push that out. That way I'm active on social media, and at the same time, I mean, it's just easy to post. I'm just repurposing what I used in the video, what I said in the video, and posting it on social media. So you really eliminate all the thinking of having to think about you know, what you're going to say in the video podcast or the podcast or the channel, whatever you choose to do. And then having to come up with a post for Facebook, a post for Instagram, a post for that. Now you should have some diversity in there. Like, don't only post like promotions of your content from your podcast or channel, whatever like that, because then people will get bored, and you know, no one likes a pushy, no one likes, it feels like people are being sold in a way when you're only promoting your content and nothing else. You know, people want to know you. Like I said, they want to know the real you, the authentic you. Who is that? That's what you should be posting about. And a good place to learn social media, if you have no idea, like what to take. Like, I didn't know anything about social media before the pandemic. YouTube, I didn't even know. What is that? Well, like, I knew what it was, but I didn't know how to make a video, you know? A great place to learn is called Video Ranking Academy. It's, like, I'm still going through it, and I've had it for months, and it's that much knowledge. It's the only course that you need. I call it the college of YouTube. That's what I call it. It's information that you could have years after posting your first video. Like, that's how much knowledge they provide. And it's insane. There's actually a coupon code. If you go search up Video Ranking Academy Review, and there was this one video that gave you 10% off. You just click on their description and then they have a code. That's how I got the 10% off. But yeah, I mean, if you get the bundle pack like I did, like, he goes over like how to rank your videos in search so that you're the first one or close to the first one, you know, top search results. Whenever anyone's searching on YouTube, goes over social media. Really getting clarity on what type of content you want to make. That's huge. And he just repeats that through all his courses, because it's so important. Don't start off like me, like how I started talking about my life, and then I went tips for buyers and sellers, and now I'm going to investors and agents. Don't do that. You want to be very clear, and this course helps you do that. He mentions it, like, he gives you worksheets and like advice on how to be clear and focused, and you know, eventually how to make money, like, for the long term. And it's just, I have nothing but good things to say about it. He goes over even strategies, content strategies, like trend strategies, like interviews. It's so much information that you literally need nothing else. That's how great it is. But anyway, that's my thoughts. Create a YouTube channel. It's free. If you don't have, you don't need to buy lighting. Like I said, I'm filming on a phone. If you don't have the money for lighting, then go sit by a window. Make sure the window, you're facing the window so that the light, natural light, is casting over you. And you know, outdoors is the best lighting that you can get, because you get a 360 degree lighting. Whereas this light, you know, I have one light here and one light there. Or this light, it can only cast light in this direction. Whereas outside, you know, it casts 360 all over. No studio, no artificial light can match outdoor lighting. Nothing. Because you can't have that. You just can't have that many lights. I mean, you literally have to have lights everywhere to cover what the natural outdoors does in lighting. And the outdoors is free. So go create a YouTube channel. Go create a video podcast. Go create a podcast. I recommend video podcasts instead of a podcast because you can get on YouTube as well, and you can promote the video on social media a lot easier, and people are more attracted to video, and you know, building that connection with seeing you and building those senses, see, hear, you get to see me, you get to hear me, you know, whereas a podcast, it's just audio, and you just, yeah, you can build a connection, but you can build an even deeper connection by putting a face to that voice. So go out there, make a podcast, or make a YouTube channel. Goodbye.